feisty today, are we? Careful, okay? You remember what we promised? I'd never let you forget. If you're going to push yourself that much, it's only fair I match you. Does that feel good? Maybe. Just touching you is incredible. I'm trembling myself, at a loss of how to approach such perfection that I want to be all my own. Of course, can't be disappointing, can I? Sure, you're okay. No, don't you look at me like that. No self-sacrificing bullshit, or I'll be really mad. Oi, baby. Shit. I knew this would happen. Soon, I guess. Damn it all. Not even being able to hold you when the damn thing ends up like this. It's frustrating. It's sad. And I'm sorry. That all of this has devolved into this. You were trying too hard. Otherwise, you wouldn't be breathing that heavy. Your heart rate wouldn't be so elevated. And I know my kiss might have done some of it, but am I being paranoid? Maybe. But you'll pardon me as we put a band-aid on a gunshot wound. This isn't exactly a safe solution, and you're only going to make yourself sicker by holding on to me like this. I'm hopelessly enamored by you. So asking me to hold you when it could do that to you. It did that to you just now. Don't try and downplay this. Listen to me. I'm, for fuck's sake, I'm trying to do this right. I'm trying to love you, not to get you killed. Please. Tell me. How bad is it? No. No. No, 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 no. I've never really envied the powerless before, but feeling like this might be worse than powerless. Listen to me, please. Just listen. It's not your fault, it's mine. All of this is. And as much as you want to take the blame, I'm not yet there. I can feel it. My stupidity. My carelessness. And what if it didn't? What if it had gotten you killed right now? Please. Please just try and understand where I'm coming from. I'm petrified when I see you like that. Your skin losing its color, your blood draining, your heart rate slowing and then speeding up, your eyes glazing over. I never once hated that I was a monster. But now, think it's one of my least favorite qualities. I'm lonely, but never when I'm with you. I don't need touch. I don't. I want it. Of course I do. But until we can do this, where life's not at risk, please, at least listen to me. We knew this could happen. We knew the risks. But even then, we got greedy. We tried to rush, and this is what happens. How do you feel? And don't you try and bullshit me. Do you hear me? No faking. Pretty bad, huh? Well, pretty bad isn't unconscious and within an inch of your life. By the way, did your family ever say anything? Oh, of course. And I don't blame them. Saying to stay away from the man who could get you killed. And not even for the usual reasons. I'm your poison, baby. But you still stick around me. Like glue. I'm sorry. Just for a lot of things. Since we met, I've changed a bit. Never really knew what interpersonal relationships could be like. You know, there was this time when I was 9. I got to meet the head of my clan. We were technically, he was my dad. But the biggest issue wasn't, hey, how's my son doing? It was a checklist. Life has always been that for me. So when I found with you that I had someone genuinely interested in me, it reminded me of this one time. It confused the hell out of me in hindsight, but I would look out and see children my age going to and from school, this or that, being a piece of society, and it fascinated me. So much so that I developed a hobby of people watching when my instructors weren't watching or looking. Ironically, I got very good at sneaking out. Sneaking around authority figures was my favorite thing to do. Now, don't even get me started. When it came to actually meeting them, well, let's just say I broke so many jiu-jitsu taboos and made the instructors red in the face with anger. But my mom, she was strict, yeah, but something tells me she let me get away with it. I never knew why, but I'm thankful for it. I wouldn't have gotten such a twisted personality without, but I think I'd prefer myself this way, with actual, genuine feelings, instead of just an unfeeling tool. Maybe my mom felt bad. Maybe she knew what they had planned. The whole of Jiu-Jitsu Society to use me as their trump card. You know, one of the things that made me leery about you at first, it didn't seem like you wanted to use me for something. It seemed more like you were just genuinely into me. Not for my power. At least, it didn't seem that way. Maybe for my looks, but it's almost like you cared about the stupid little stories or the fact that I would geek out about Digimon or Adam Sandler movies. You know, after watching all those comedies, it never once dawned on me. I didn't really laugh at them. Smiled a few times, but I guess the crappy movie allegations aren't too wrong. You know, aside from that, I also geeked out to a bunch of anime series with you. Just yapfest on yapfest. I couldn't wait to tell you about all the things that made me smile, and then the wrench got thrown into things, so I got scared too. I still am, if I'm honest. Me scared. It's almost ironic, since I wasn't allowed to be that. There's emotions that aren't for me, that everybody else is expected to feel, but I'm expected to ignore. Fear. Guilt. I just am expected to be a good little tool for a good little society. And you looked past that. And even if I'm scared to share all that, my insecurities are still there, blatantly in the open, but I can at least say I'm proud that, if nothing else, I have someone who genuinely cares about the words that I say, the things that bother me, the things I love, the things I hate. I love listening to you talk about your hobbies, too. It was eye-opening how similar, but how different we are. almost polar opposites in some ways, but in others, we might as well be twinsies. And learning that, your own troubled past, I know it wasn't much, but it troubled you and you went through so much. Life isn't about who has more scars, it's about who survives, right? And I want you to survive, so... Baby. If we're gonna do this thing, I'm not gonna promise things I can't keep. The only thing I'll promise is I'll try as much as I can to keep things safe for you. That I know, listen, I know you think you snuck away, and I know you've secretly been trying to harness cursed energy. I appreciate it, and I'll try in my own way, but careful with it, okay? You have something, but it's not much, and overexerting yourself after you've just been to the edge of oblivion, please, please don't overdo it. That's all I can ask of you. I want you to be happy and safe. And I don't want, for a second, you to think I don't care, or that I'm pushing you away. Truth be told, I don't think I could ever get you out of my head again. You just set up shop there and now you're practically center stage, so what I wish for at this moment, I wish to be able to touch you, to kiss you, to make you feel the love that I have for you. Even if it's a word I don't even begin to understand, I'll still use it because, well, I don't have this god complex for nothing. Think I'm not confident? Surely you can't think it's gonna end there, right? Then, don't blame me for the consequences, okay? Deal.